Oh, there are five people here.
Yeah. For those of you watching,
Nine people.
I guarantee technical difficulties every time until we get this right. But I also guarantee you'll be entertained. So, I'd like to welcome my guest, Henry, the gift card guy Johnson, onto this e-commerce hotline after school special live stream edition. I'm your host, Meir Bianchi, founder of BeMeyer. BeMeyer is an e-commerce agency based in Brooklyn. Henry is joining us currently from Atlanta. He is a lifelong resident from New Jersey and splits his time. He's an international man of mystery. He's spreading the word about gift cards for Shopify all over the land right now. So, Henry, why don't you
Yes,
introduce
sir.
yourself and share with the audience? And I'll just be tuning some stuff while you do that.
No worries. Yeah, like Mayor said, Henry Johnson, from originally from New York, but grew up in New Jersey and recently moved down to Atlanta. That said, I'm always all over the place. I do a lot of e-commerce events in New York City, so I'm back and forth between Atlanta and New York for those. Was back in New York, what was that, last week we went to lunch?
Yeah, he took
And
me
then
to
I'll
the
be
best
back
diner ever.
in number one in America, by the way, Top's Diner. So if you guys are in New Jersey, check it out.
Yeah, shout out
And
to Tom's
I'll be
Diner.
back in, what is it, 2 weeks from now. I'm doing another e-commerce event. So yeah, looking forward
That's
to
pretty
this.
cool. So Henry puts on e-commerce events for brands. I heard you have some good sponsors lined up for that, and it's gonna be sick, right? Like 40 people.
Yeah, we have about 40 registered, but the last week is when we get like a lot more registration. So I'm expecting to have about 60 registered, about 40, 45 attendees.
Yep, and I'm just gonna say, as an agency owner, I'm often shut out from these events. So we're just gonna have to start throwing more of our own. Actually, BeMeyer has our own series called BeMeyer and Friends. We have more editions of that coming soon. But yeah, it's a great way for people to network. I think it's really essential for people in the e-commerce space to just get out from their desk or their keyboard and wherever you're hanging out. And by the way, we are live on YouTube too. It is working. So basically it's great
Nice.
for people to get out from wherever they're hanging out in their homes, in their day-to-day life, go meet with other founders, other entrepreneurs, other people who are experiencing similar challenges to you. I would say it's pretty shocking how cool everyone is, and you get reminded because you're sitting at home lurking on the internet and all you see is other people posting about their success, humble brag this and that, and you kind of get in your own head. But then when you actually go out and meet people, you'll be stunned at the quality and the caliber of the people you meet. Like, I was at an Ecom Founders event in the summer. Shout outs to Jim Januzio and the boys at Tondo and Dylan from Split Testing and all those guys and Heatmap.com, Dan from Martpipe. They throw some really cool events. And so, what I was gonna say is I met someone who I'm now working with at one of their events. And so, all in all, it's like a great experience to go to these events because you never know who you're going to meet. And also, you meet people who are really successful, but they're really humble, really approachable. Like, I met Mr. Tabs Chocolate, Oliver Brocato, at one of these events. And he, as
I
everyone
did,
knows
yep.
about him, he's like an e-commerce success story, a darling of the affiliate marketing game and the viral TikTok and that kind of content. And he was so humble, man. Like, I met dude the day he became a millionaire from selling his company, and he's just like, cool, here's my number, like totally humble guy, and he's young. And so that was just like really refreshing, And so speaking
Yeah.
of refreshing, I'd like to shout out our sponsor, DrinkSip. DrinkSip is a non-alcoholic beer brand that actually is on Shopify. They're based in Venice Beach, California. I'm gonna pop the top on this. Once again, it's perfectly socially acceptable to have a beer on a Friday at 3:45, and it's the e-commerce hotline after school special, so we don't promote that to the kids. But DrinkSip is a refreshing brand. I'm actually drinking the 3:11 beer called Stealing Hoppy Hours. And what's cool is DrinkSip is actually doing an activation for 3:11 Day in Vegas at the like annual carnival of 3:11 fans at MGM. And so I'm gonna share the moment right here.
There you go.
and take a sip. So thank you, Julian. Thank you, and DrinkSip, for all your hard work making a great product and bringing it to the market. And I think that's one of the things that's really fun about e-commerce and Shopify is Shopify, while you know, their old slogan was like arming the rebels, it's democratized the ability to make a world-class e-commerce experience, or at least to have the baseline of a world-class e-commerce experience, which is a way to browse products, a way to check out with modern payment methods, and tell your story. And so, speaking of telling your story, that's why we're here, because I want to learn more about your company, Henry, Izzy Gift, if I'm saying that right, IZI Gift. They're in the Shopify app store. It's a gift cards app. And basically, Henry was inspired as an entrepreneur to jump into the space, and he's really passionate about customer experience and gift cards. So, Henry, why don't you introduce a little bit about Izzy Gift and why, you know, what motivated you to jump into this venture, and really, like, what are you, like, what's the focus of the product? And then we could talk about your story about that, of how you got into it.
Cool. Yeah. So, Izzy Gift is a Shopify app that helps people sell and use gift cards to help increase their return customer rate and overall profit margins, right? So, the reason I got into it, I don't know if you want the reason I got into it, but essentially, the reason I got into this is I wasn't like originally passionate about gift cards or anything, but happened to actually bought this business from somebody else. And then as I purchased it and I would talk to my customers, one of the things that I learned is like how powerful gift cards are for businesses, right? Essentially, you're giving somebody a piece of paper that says one day you can come get something for cash, right? So it really does help people from a cash flow perspective. And then over time, what I learned is like selling gift cards is great, and people do a ton of that, especially like in the November, December timeframe. But how else can they use gift cards became like a big search for me. And now we're doing so many other things with gift cards, like using them for rewards, for like giveaways and things of that nature, as well as like cash back when people, you know, a lot of people do like 15% off if you sign up for our newsletter on your first purchase, right? But now we're enabling people to do, you know, get a gift card worth 15% of your purchase, right? So that way they get to keep all that cash in their business rather than having to give it out, you know, for a discount, right? So.
And that helps with LTV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the lifetime value of your customer, because if you give someone something, well, then they're more likely to buy again. So
yep.
I would like to
and
say
at the end
that,
of the day, a gift card, yeah. Right? They can't use it anywhere else. Like, I give you a gift card.
Exactly.
Of 15% value. You have to, like, if you're going to use
only
this value,
at my
you're going to come
Emporium.
Back here. Exactly.
Only at my Emporium. And I was going to say that what also is really interesting about that is Shopify is actually doing that with their entire ecosystem. I don't know if any of you are familiar mm-hmm. with the Shop app. But Shop App is Shopify's marketplace app that's available for all major, you know, cell phones and like Android and iOS. And it's basically another channel where every Shopify owner can publish their products into the Shop App, which allows for product discovery across the whole platform of all of Shopify, and people can buy. And guess what? There's something called Shopify Cash, if I'm getting it right, Shop Cash. It's called Shop Cash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every purchase you make, you get a balance of Shop Cash, and then that Shop Cash expires within a certain amount of time, but that re-incentivizes you to go shop at someone else's store. So technically, mm-hmm. what Henry just said is, hey, it's for your store, it's more branded, but Shopify is also helping people get incentives to shop on other people's stores, which I think is a cool, like, you know, socialistic little thing they're doing. So I think that's cool. So yeah, keep going.
I think Shopify is making some interesting moves with that, right? I mean, what they have realized is like being the platform that everybody sells things is great, but yep. also being like the financier, essentially, right? A big part of what Shopify makes a lot of their money on now is processing the orders, right? And now Shop Cash is another way that they're being a part of the financial aspects of people's buying experience. And I think it's interesting. I wonder how it's going to play out over time, like what they're going – how far they're going to take Shop Cash, I don't know. I think they're making smart moves. It would make me very happy to be operating in this ecosystem for sure.
Exactly. It's like one more incentive or bonus that just helps them stand apart, because other people can't do that, right? Like if you're not it's like if you have a standalone e-commerce platform, it's just not the same. Like for BigCommerce to roll that out, which is a similar in the way the ecosystem is constructed, but if you were going to roll that out, that would be a big, you know, a very big endeavor for them to do. So I would say that's a great, that's a really great point. So, sorry, I'm just meddling with some background stuff. So then tell me no about worries. What have you been surprised since you started this gift card company, you know, since you really started growing it, what use cases have you come across where your customers have enlightened you, and like, how important is that to really like get out in front of that, like to talk to your customers and, you know, like that, I think that's such an overlooked thing when you make a product is like, you just spend so much time in the lab, but then probably as soon as you started talking to customers, so many things occurred to you that maybe didn't occur to you at first, correct?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, like I said, like when I came into this, I wasn't into gift cards. Like there was nothing about gift cards that I was into or knew about really. So I've been learning from my customers since day one. Like a few things like that I learned from them that have really helped my businesses is number one, right? Shopify allows you to like, Shopify has a gift card feature, right? So we essentially are competing with Shopify in that aspect, right? But essentially Shopify does the base. Yeah, we do the, Shopify does the base, and then we take it to the next level for businesses that want to be do more with their gift cards. And one of the big things that we've talked to people about and they really like that they made me create was Shopify, you can issue gift cards to people, like, you know, let's say you want to apologize for late shipping or, you know, reward somebody just randomly for, you know, shopping for a third time, et cetera. But if you want to do that for a large swath of customers, like, for example, let's say you want to say, okay, this group of customers has, you know, maybe made two purchases, but now they haven't purchased again in 90 days. With Shopify, you can send them all a gift card, but you would have to do individually, gift card, gift card, gift card. And if you have hundreds of customers, that really starts to add up in terms of like the time it takes. But with EasyGift, you could just download the CSV of who those people are, upload it to EasyGift, and then automatically sends it out, you know, within a few minutes. So that's been a big one that people have been asking for, and now we allow people to do. And there's a ton of others, right? I mean, having the ability to send out emails with Klaviyo, right? Because Klaviyo, whatever, I don't know how people pronounce it, but but essentially, right? People, the whole reason people use Klaviyo and build that and pay so much money to have a website built is like the brand, the experience is very important. And if you're sending emails that don't meet your brand experience, it kind of defeats the purpose of a lot of what you did. So we allow people to send emails via Klaviyo and so that they can be on brand. But then also Klaviyo knows more about those customers, right? They know this person bought a gift card, this person received a gift card, and then you can remarket to them as that makes sense, right? So there's a lot there. There's a ton that I learned from people and then I continue to evolve, right?
Well, I mean, that's the best part. And so I think you have like a 4.9 rating, which means your customers are super happy, you know, and like 30 ratings. So it's not just some small, insignificant sample size. Like you really are crushing the game. Now, what would you say, like, so you brought up that interesting challenge of like how Shopify has gift cards. And I just wanted to speak to that really quick. That's something that's so prevalent in the Shopify ecosystem. You got people coming on, starting a store like, oh, why would I buy a third-party app if the platform just has it themselves? And I think you did a great job of speaking to that because it's like the main platform feature is underdeveloped or basic entry level. And then as soon as you actually start to use it, you run into bottlenecks. So just like in the subscription space, how Shopify dropped their own subscription layer recently and made that more publicly available for people who want to do a basic subscription, which I think is great. But then you have providers like Bold and Smarter and Recharge and people that have been in the space forever who really eat, sleep, and breathe a specific niche of e-commerce. And so that's where Shopify, I think, is great for both providing increased out-of-the-box functionality, but then also having a robust app ecosystem with which you can grow. And hey, if you don't like this company, there's another one. And so I think that's also important because earlier in my career, a lot of the time, there was only one game in town. You know, there was like, mm-hmm. oh, well, hey, you're locked into this vendor. And if you don't like it, oh, well, kick rocks because there's nowhere to go. And so I'm a big fan of choice being good for the consumer, good for business owners, creates a more healthier competition. And I think going back to your events, that's what I'm surprised, right? You meet your competitors in the field and they're actually all cool people and everybody wants to help each other. It's not just like, you know, it's not so adversarial. And I think e-commerce is kind of unique in that way.
I really enjoyed being an e-com for that reason, right? I mean, it's a newer industry, right? So I come from the tech sales, right? So when I was in tech sales, like literally every meeting I was in, I was the youngest guy in the room. And I'm not like that young. It's not like I'm like 25 years old or 22 years old or something like that. I don't like to say I'm not middle aged, but I'm 34 years old, right? So
With a lot of old heads.
Everybody I was working with was, you know, like my parents' age, right? So which is fine, which is cool, but I love e-com because like everybody I'm working with is like typically like around my age, maybe a little older, a little younger, like but we all get to watch this industry grow together and build it together, right? It reminds like I did a post on LinkedIn a little while back. And I was saying, like, it reminds me of, and I wasn't there for it, but it reminds me of how people talk about the beginning of, like, Silicon Valley, right? It's like, there was this nature of, like, everybody, like, we don't know where this is going, but it's interesting. And we're building, and we're trying to take it to the next level. And, like, we're here to help each other. And that's what I really enjoy about this industry. And I'm excited to see it continue to go. Eventually, like, right, that nature may dissipate. But like right now, it's here alive and well, and I'm loving it. So
yes, and I think that's so well said, and that speaks to my career too, right? Like I've been in this business for like 2 decades now, which is crazy to me because I'm not that old, but I just started young, and I would say it's exactly what you said. Like in the older tech, there's all these like old guys in the room. No offense, but like it's like very much like a boys' club, or it's very much stiff, like a certain way. And then when you get into e-com, there's like those standout enterprise companies, which are a blend. But then in this Shopify ecosystem, you have so many like Gen Zers, like shout out to my man, Brandon Amoroso. You know, you're selling your company for $2 million in the age of 25 and you're all of a sudden you're the hottest kid on the block. Like there's so many stories like that. And then those people snowball. And so as someone who's a little older, I find it really interesting because like you said, we sit in the middle. You're probably like the borderlands of millennial and Gen Z. I'm firmly like a millennial, but then it's like you see such different attitudes, such shift in the way things are done. And so it's kind of like, when information gets passed down among the generations, obviously you're going to have a more mature perspective. But when something develops organically from the ground up, it's interesting to see how mistakes or lessons get learned. And yes, it takes time for the maturity of something to catch up. But once it hits that maturity, it's now a completely different species, right? Like the Shopify community is a completely different species of e-com people than you might see in the Salesforce community or in the insert other platform here community. You know, like, for example, I have a background in the Magento and Adobe Commerce community as well. Completely different bunch than the Shopify community. But then it's mingled, and as platforms have consolidated and as we live in a more platform agnostic world now, everyone's playing in the same place. Like, you go to Shop Talk, you see the same people. Everyone's at the same events. But I would say distinctly the Shopify ecosystem is a lot of young people, and it's kind of exciting, man, honestly. Yeah. Also young business owners too. Yeah.
So I have a question for you. And if you don't want to be asked a question, then
I'm on the hot seat. Let's do it. Flip the script.
Because I know you're in the Magento space and Shopify space, right? And obviously, I'm only in Shopify, so I'm biased. Like, but like, what's been your experience? Because I meet people who, I've met people who have like migrated from Magento to Shopify. You're obviously probably doing people migrating from Shopify to Magento. You're probably doing a little of both. From your side, like, where do you see like, how do you decide what, like, if somebody comes to you, I'm a brand, like, I want to build a new store. How do you just tell them, like, Magento is the right one for you, Shopify is the right one for you, or do you only recommend one, or like, do you, you know, I'm just curious your perspective.
Yeah, no, great question. First of all, I'll say hire us to do both, because we do both. We do Shopify B2B, we do Magento, we do Shopware, we're a big commerce partner. Holler at us, we're the best agency in the game. So that's what I say first. Like, whichever direction you're going, we've got a solution for you. But now, the answer has evolved, right? Because what Magento was 10 years ago is not what Magento is now. What Shopify was 10 years ago is not what Shopify is now. So I would say that depending, like, I would recommend Magento if you had certain complex needs, or you needed to take advantage of true multi-store functionality, or you're required to customize your platform to really fit you like a glove for whatever reason. It allows for that. Plus, with certain modern front ends like Hoova, you can now build those really rich experiences that Google is demanding, like, you know, Core Web Vitals. And it's the platform has now caught up to a lot of those challenges where people are like, oh, it's slow, the front end sucks, et cetera. Like, that problem's been solved. But then for anyone starting out, anyone with a small team, anyone with not a large tech budget, I'm recommending Shopify 10 out of 10 times, because you can get started, you can iterate, right? Like, you can always, like, Shopify, you turn on a monthly bill, you don't have to worry about hosting. I think it's a lie that you don't need a developer or the services of a more experienced professional. Or if you try not to go that route, you're just going to run into walls or make mistakes you wouldn't have made without a trusted advisor. And I'm not just saying that because that's what we do. I'm saying that because it's just a fact. Like, you're going to do better when you hire a subject matter expert. You're not just going to figure out how to build a house unless you're like a genius, right? You're going to hire someone who's certified and knows how to do that. And so, but go ahead.
I'll even weigh in on that, like, because I have no dog in that fight, right? But essentially, I've experienced that from my side on the like being on the app side. It's like,
yeah,
because like I tried to grow my app like just like going directly to merchants and you know, being in the Shopify app store and getting people that way. And I've gotten customers that way. But I will say, like, the majority of those customers are like they're smaller, like people who are doing it all themselves is typically more of like the startups, like they're getting going. And then when you see people like passing that $1 million mark, like going to like, you know, multi-millions, eight figures, et cetera, et cetera, like there is typically an agency involved, right? Like from a developer. Like,
or somebody,
right? There's, it's not, I don't find that those people are doing everything on their own. Like you said, unless maybe they have a developer in-house, but like, even I was talking to somebody the other day who does like mobile apps for Shopify brands. He's like, most of the people I talk to do not have a developer in house. So everybody's going to an agency when you get to a certain level, for sure.
Especially in Shopify, it's like hard to find specialized talent, but people become that talent, right? Like, you'll have someone on your staff for years. They'll become the platform expert. They'll be the one that you look to get something done. Like, that's how I grew in my early career. Like, I was that was a drink sip, refreshing drink sip burp that had to come out because I'm drinking this great non-alcoholic beer. But, you know, the early in my career, that was my thing. Like, I was the tech guy, right? Like, I was the IT guy for a Halloween store that had a POS system and an e-commerce website associated to it. And I had to figure it all out, or I had to work with the resources because I wasn't as experienced at the time. But then the same thing when I went to the Pure Play online faucets, fixtures, and kitchen and bath retailer and lighting, I was the guy who was tasked with building our Magento. And really, like, you know, I wasn't alone, but I'm saying, like, I had to learn how to leverage the resources that were available. And then I became specialized in that domain, and it helped me figure out which direction I wanted to go in my career. And so I would say, yeah, like, you do meet store owners who are just wonderful at what they do. They're able to operate nimbly and efficiently, and they know how to sell their product. And so what's great about Shopify is you can be making a few million and not need a huge team, or you can get to that point. And so I would just say, back to what I was going to say before. Yeah, that was really what I wanted to say before, is that there, at least you can grab and go. Like, if you do want to stay at night, late at night, reading forums, watching videos, trolling on the internet to find what you need, it's out there. And I think that's what's so cool about this ecosystem as well. There's so many people willing to share information like you and I are doing right now. And so I wanted to turn the conversation a bit for the entrepreneurs out there, because I'm an entrepreneur.
I don't want you to turn it yet.
No, turn it back.
I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
I got questions, man.
Henry has the podcasting bug. He has flipped the script. He's taken control of the podcast. He's going to come out of the screen and tell me what to do. All right, go ahead.
No, you mentioned you were at a store that did POS and Magento, et cetera. What are you seeing on the Shopify front from a POS standpoint? Like, I know Shopify's pushing that pretty hard. Are you seeing people leveraging it? Are you seeing people like more like their old, I don't know, Lightspeed and just using it with
Well,
Shopify?
I
Where are
have a
you? Where are
specific,
you, what are you seeing
yeah,
here?
so I have a specific perspective on that. So first of all, just a quick clarification. When I the store I was referring to, that was a specific company's POS that had their own custom ASP.NET front end, and it was not like a Magento, like that's not how I got into Magento. The Magento job was after. It was a SaaS platform, and then they went to Magento. So I wasn't working at a store that used Magento for POS, but that actually was a thing, and it is a thing, and that was very popular. But back to Shopify POS, I feel like they've made great strides. I think it was last year they improved the technology, released new things, started going after more enterprise customers in that domain. I don't know of any mega stores using it, but for example, I got this shirt at a store in Philadelphia called P's and Q's. This brand is called Ivy League Design. Shout out to Jason Ivy, the designer. It's an amazing brand. And he's on Shopify, but the store where his event was that I bought this shirt at was called P's and Q's. It's on South Street in Philadelphia. They're an amazing company, a really great brand and institution of Philadelphia. Shout outs to P's and Q's, P'sandQ's.com. They use Shopify for their e-com store and their in-store POS. And so I think it is perfect for like, why would you use Square, Clover, one of those, like you said, like why would you go use a more traditional POS or hey, you just grab the credit card processing, go? Because now you're literally cutting off your head from your body. Like, yes, there's probably things Shopify does worse than those companies, but you're literally cutting off your head from your body. Omnichannel is such a valuable tool to have because now when I go to them, they can see every order I've made in the store. When I come in to purchase, they'll know it's the same guy. Like, that is so powerful. And so I would just say that I would like to see more mom and pops using Shopify because it's not prohibitively expensive. It's not compared to other stuff. Like, you can do it. If you just put a little extra effort, you can actually give your business a leg up because now customers have an app to shop on in Shop App. You can build your own mobile app, and you could be everywhere your customers are all by choosing to use Shopify POS. So I would just say that it's a tool that I'm seeing more and more in certain industries like clothing stores and things like that. I haven't seen like a coffee shop on Shopify POS, but I think you could run it, especially if you were selling beans and doing other stuff, like, you know, a little bit of a branding behind it as well.
Yeah,
Now
no, for
I'm in the
sure.
hot
And
seat, man. Yeah.
I'm interested in POS. I mean, it's definitely something that I've been spending more time learning about,
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think
and
it's
reading
cool for the
about on the
gift cards.
community, everything. So
Because, yeah,
yeah,
no, I think it's
exactly.
cool
Like
for the
it.
gift cards because if P's and Q's wanted to use Izzy Gift and then now I get a gift card and I can use it when I go to their store in Philadelphia, that's just more opportunities to engage with the brand.
Yep, 100%. So, all right, I'll give you back the reins, but
Okay,
I had to ask
well,
that.
first of all, you're welcome to do any more live streams with me and anything at any time. Actually, I just want to shout out to the guest that this is the first appearance of Henry on this podcast, but we're going to do a later subsequent follow-up episode with an actual demo of the product, and we're going to do some
Yeah.
cool stuff. So that this is just this is the preview to the prelude to the real
Yeah.
appearance where Henry takes over and sitting in this chair and just taking over the podcast. So the question I wanted to ask you is now this is for all the entrepreneurs out there because I think that's, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, like I was saying, and everyone gets into things for different reasons, right? And so I found it interesting in your background where you were in the hardware world, like you said, you were working with a bunch of old tech guys, you were the youngest guy in the room, and you like came up, like probably 10 years plus experience where you've been like selling in IT, which is an adjacent world, by the way. Like I said, I came from IT or I had an IT back, like as in I was interested in IT and tech and computers, which then led to focusing more down the path of web development, e-commerce. And so, you know, I would love to hear for people out there because I think that's a big theme. Like, say you've been in a career for 10 years, you're afraid to transition. You're afraid to, oh, I've invested so much down this path. If I go here, oh no, my life's over. And I think that's people get so locked into this mentality. And it's so important that we liberate ourselves from that thinking, because I think you're a true example, a shining example of someone who can literally come out of nowhere, ingratiate yourself with an ecosystem and really make an impact. Like, that's how you made an impact on me. Like, I just started seeing Henry the Gift Card Guy Johnson. I'm like, hey, if this guy puts his name as the gift card guy, I would say that's literally someone who's all in, right? This man is clearly all in, and he's not just saying it to say it.
Yeah. I mean, that was the reason I did it, right? I mean, I figured if I put the gift card guy Johnson, at least I would, like, Henry Johnson, like, how many of those are there? There's so many. But, like, putting Henry the gift card guy Johnson really helped put a brand on me. So, like, now, literally, I'm going to Grow next week, like I mentioned. We'll be walking down the street and people are like, oh, that's the gift card guy. And that is really powerful in terms of, like, being able to change
personal branding.
To personally brand yourself, right? Like, to change what people think about you. Like, they don't just say, oh, yeah, that's Henry. It's like, no, he's the gift card guy. If you need anything from a gift card perspective, you reach out to him because he'll be able to show you the way. And that's really what I was trying to do. And like you said, like, I came from tech sales. And I knew I needed to do something drastic like that. I knew I needed to, like, go, like, further than just, like, tweeting every once in a while about e-com. Because, one, I don't know a ton about e-com coming into this. I had to, like, get engaged with people and learn about it. And then, two, like, I knew, like, I was – so people are afraid sometimes about giving up their like, network and their 10 years of experience. I'll be honest, like, it's true. You do give that up a little bit. Like,
it's called taking the plunge for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, the people that I met in that world, like, they're all great people, but they're not able to make the connections for me in the same way in this world. So, like, I've had to do a lot to, like, grow my relationships here. Like, me meeting you, like, I think we met on LinkedIn. We just started chatting. I set up a lunch, like, I'll set up events in person as much as possible. So I get to meet people, like, because once you meet somebody in person, it's a whole nother level of, like, relationship.
Level.
Even though we are in this, you know, remote world, remote is great because you are able to, like, wake up out of bed, you, like, have your pajamas on, you can just get straight to work. But it's not as good for, like, actually building real relationships. And anytime you can, I think, get out into the real world and meet people, I think it's super powerful. And I literally did a post about that yesterday about, like, going to mega event and, like, meeting as many people as possible. So I'm big on it.
Well, I would just say that's actually what, to me, like, so there used to be an event called Magento Imagine. The first one was in 2011, January, in Culver City, California, in Los Angeles, right? And I was very new to the ecosystem. We were a new customer. Like, we bought the license. And my boss at the time was also my friend. We went out there and we went to this event. And I'm telling you, it was life-changing. Mm-hmm. I made connections. First of all, we got to meet the people who were servicing us. So now there was a face-to-face relationship. Like, oh, that's your support guy. That's the guy who's... that's the guy. That's him. That's what he looks like. You know, because back then it wasn't like as much social media and, like, looking at... Like, yes, there was Facebook, but it wasn't like the way it is now. And so... The point is it was a way to build a face-to-face relationship. And I kid you not, there are people I met 13 years ago that I'm still friends with now, or it was those connections helped further me in my adoption of that software. Or I met people that were, hey, yeah, you can contact me on Skype. You can reach out to me. Like, it was instrumental, life-changing, because events are how I got to build relationships, and relationships or what you need in this world as an entrepreneur. You can't do it alone. Like, sole entrepreneur, both of us, but I'm saying you need people, like, you need relationships and people to get somewhere, or those are things that help carry you forward. And so I just think, you know, e-commerce aside, that's a message that people need to hear, because there might be someone watching this. There might be someone following you on LinkedIn and Twitter. It's like, hey, I want to do that. I can't believe Henry, you know, like, they're sitting at their cubicle somewhere and they're like, oh man, Henry's the man. He did it. He broke free. And, like, and I know it wasn't easy. You put it all on the line. It was scary. Same thing to me, right? Like, I quit my job and I was like, hey, I'm going to start a business, got into freelancing. But then there was a point where I was like, hey, you know what? Like, we got to take this thing to the next level. And it's just, life is a series of decisions and plunges, and all of it feels permanent. Mm-hmm. And there are consequences, right? Like, time, you know, you use this time, you can't get time back, but everything can be, you can move in a different direction. If one thing doesn't work out, you can go another way. And so, you know, I just think that's so inspirational. So while we have a little more time, it's 4:26 and I know you might have to stop at 4:30 and we're trying to not, you know, we're trying to keep things brief, but I've had a really engaging conversation. I have to ask, have you heard the e-commerce hotline jingle before?
Yeah. Was that the rap song, I think?
Yeah, where the guy's rapping about if you need help. Okay, but you haven't heard the country song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I haven't heard the country song, no.
All right, I'm going to play it for you. I don't have it mapped out to like, really, like, I'm trying to figure out how to play something on the live stream so everyone can hear it. I know kind of how I'm going to do it, but we're not there yet. So I'll skip past that. But I wanted to ask your idea about this e-commerce hotline and maybe see if you have a story that you can relate. So the e-commerce hotline was something that was incepted in 2020, came up with the concept, obviously got the phone number, 888-499-ECOM, commissioned the jingles. All that came about first because I was like, all right, this is a great concept. What am I going to do with it? And so initially it was like, okay, like, you know, 24/7 live support, blah, blah, blah. But recently the idea came more to fruition that what if there was a place you could call when you're in a situation you don't know where to turn? Like, you know, like obviously there's some more serious hotlines like the, you know, National Suicide Prevention Hotline or Domestic Violence Hotline or the gas company, My Gas is Leaking Hotline. Like, those are real serious life matters. But I'm saying in e-com and business, sometimes you don't know where to turn and you're at the mercy of some vendor or at the mercy of some situation where you, you know, like you've been led astray and you feel pretty hopeless or you feel like, oh man, like what am I going to do? And then if you just had someone you could talk to, you might, they might help you find a way out. So I think that's what the e-commerce hotline now is. So while we do these live streams, it's going to be like, hey, call on the hotline and we'll actually get the caller on the phone. I'm going to work towards that, like a real radio call-in show.
You're going to be like Dame, you're going to be like the Dave Ramsey of e-com.
Exactly. and you know, so it'll be like, you know, we'll actually get someone calling in once we got like hundreds of viewers at a time. But the part I'm going with now is like, imagine that service you call and then you get the expertise of a agency with decades of experience and all the people we know, because we spoke about network and relationships, got someone we can call and help you out of a jam. And I think that's the concept. So first of all, do you think that's cool? Do you have any thoughts on that? And then on the back of that, do you have a story you can relate where you've been in that scenario and, like, you know, like an e-com emergency or a business, like a tech emergency from the other side of things?
Yeah, I mean, so yes, one, I think it's a good idea because, like, my thought process on it is, like, whenever you have, like, an emergency nowadays, it's, like, always, you know, chat into, you know, you got to chat into somebody or like, write on the community forum. It's like, yeah, that's cool, man, but, like, I really want this done right now. So, like, could I call somebody and get this figured out? And I think we've gone far, we've moved away from, like, the actual, like, just making the phone call to actually get things done, which is always the fastest way. And when you're in an emergency, you want to make a phone call. You don't want to, like, have to chat with somebody and then, like, they may not respond, et cetera, et cetera. So,
and that's what I'm – yeah, go ahead. No, you please go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to just say, and in terms of, like, have I had that experience? Like,
yes.
I don't have, like, an exact, like – I don't have no an problem. Exact, like, moment. But I've gone through it many times where I'm chatting with somebody and then you're trying to figure it. I'm on one screen trying to figure it out. I'm chatting them on the other screen and maybe I get distracted. Now all of a sudden, like, they've ended the chat and I got to chat back in. It'd be so much easier if it was a phone call. Well, I think phone calls are the key.
I'll put it to you like this, right? Like, sometimes it's not even about, like, the term emergency carries so much weight. Like, an emergency is like, my site is down. Well, hey, if Shopify is down, I can't help you, buddy. Like, no one can help you because Shopify can help you. That's the point of SaaS. That's what you're doing, right? Or, hey, if your server is down and you're calling us, well, we'd have to get access to your server. We'd have to do X, Y, and Z. Not realistic. You know, we'll just help you. Like, say, here's what you can do. If your guy, if your hosting company or the person who is administering your server disappeared and went to Tijuana, Mexico, and never came back, that's a different story. Then we can maybe help you unfuck that situation. But what I'm saying is, like, sometimes when you call or you meet someone who is a subject matter expert and they give you an idea that you couldn't possibly have arrived at in a reasonable time fashion, all of a sudden you feel a great sense of relief wash over you. You calm down and you start to say, okay, I can solve this. There is a solution. It's not the end of the world. Now we can move forward. And I think that's kind of the point of a hotline, right? That's the point, is to walk you off that ledge, yeah, to help you, you know, to really like bring it back down to a point where you can make business decisions in the fog. Because myself, like any entrepreneur, like anyone, sometimes you get really worked up over something. It's late at night. You're in the thick of it. Or, hey, I've never been in this situation before. Who can I turn to? And so, you know, that's what it's about. So we're going to kind of, you know, so I'm going to develop that further. And I think it's a great lead gen tool for an agency, obviously. But, like, I think also it's just, sure, that's like, it keeps, I got it. Like, so funny enough, I got into this to help people. I like helping people. And, like, that was what I, you know, the old notion of a business, right? Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to be the best at what we do. You know, that's what we're here for. Like, I didn't think of the notion of scaling a company just to exit it and do this and do that. So it's kind of like, that was a foreign concept to me, which I wish I had been enlightened about. But hey, we're going to do it the old fashioned way. Anyway, yeah, so it's 4:30. We're towards the end of our after school special. I want to give some obligatory shout outs. So number one, it's izzygift.com, IZIgift.com. And when I put this online for the
.co.
Erase that from the record. IZIgift.co. Okay. Forget I said anything with com. So my phone is ringing. So anyway, back to the, and it's not the e-commerce hotline, so I'm not going to answer it, unfortunately. I want to, because I'm, you know, and my brain is piqued by the curiosity, but I'm trying to remain focused. So IZIgift.co, you can find Henry on Twitter. What's your handle?
I'm at talk to, and it's T-O, Henry J. Talk to Henry J.
That's such a fire handle. At talk to Henry J. I'm at Mayor B. And then also you can find it on the Shopify app store. There's a free trial. Henry will consult you. You know, that's what's cool. You're dealing with someone who's dedicating everything to gift cards right now and taking over the planet in one small step at a time. And so seriously, if you're a brand owner, a store owner, and you want to explore the concept of branded gift cards and really giving currency and a way to engage with your brand more, Henry is that guy. Another obligatory shout out is I would like to make sure to take time in this segment, because I didn't do it in the last one. I'm a big proponent of heart disease awareness. I had open heart surgery. I have genetic heart disease called HCM. And so if anyone's watching this, this is going to be a recurring theme. I just want to make sure you know we have something called Hearts of Commerce. We're trying to raise awareness in the e-commerce community, because literally just getting screened or encouraging a friend or a family member to get screened could save a life. You could be walking around with symptoms and you don't know what they are, or you've been told one thing and it's another. There's help for you out there. It's really important. That's the other shout out. And yeah, that's it. Follow the e-commerce hotline on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. We out here. Henry, thank you so much, man. Like, really, I really appreciate you coming on and just going with the flow. And I loved your questions. And honestly, I would sit here and answer questions all day. It's great. So do you want to say anything to shut it down and help ease our guests out?
No, we're all good. I just appreciate you having me on, taking the time. Like you said, if anybody needs help from a gift card perspective, I'm always here to help. Like you said, IZIgift.co. But also, if you're in the New York City area and you're a brand owner, marketer, operator, whatever, we'd love to have you at one of our events. We have one coming up March 12th, 2024. So I don't know when people are going to watch this, but it'll be March 12th, 2024.
We're live now, and it's going to be up on the internet today. You will find it up today. This will live in infamy, and we'll post about it. So how do people find your event?
So it's an invite only private event. So you do have to message me. So go to me on Twitter, go to Henry J.
Talk to
Henry J on Twitter, and you can just message me. Just come talk to Henry J and you'll get the invite. So just message me on Twitter and, I'll make sure you get in.
Awesome. There will be food, right? Food and drinks. So have fun.
All right.
So happy Friday, everyone. This has been the e-commerce hotline after school special. Keep your kids off the streets, keep them safe, because what you should do is get that Shopify for Entrepreneurs Kids Toolkit and teach your kid how to start a business or enlighten them to the world of e-commerce, because we're changing lives out here. Thank you, Henry. You are the man. Have a wonderful weekend.
If you need help with e-commerce but don't have time, call the e-commerce hotline. If you need help to make your store shine, call the e-commerce hotline. Your store needs improving, don't deny. Gotta call e-commerce hotline. Call 888-499-3266. Your store will be fine. 888-499-3266. Make your store shine. E-commerce hotline. E-commerce hotline.